Welcome back to the Tuda Show on EWE Broadcasting. Today, man, I'd like to just talk about real estate. You know, it's been in the game for a couple decades. And from leasing commercial property to buying and selling to residential property and paying triple net leases and residential property taxes and mortgages and kind of weighing out the pros and cons of going in this direction as far as, your aspirations. My thing right now that I'm facing is I always thought, hey, it's better to own than to pay someone else to own. And that's absolutely true. But at the same time, you end up paying a lot of taxes when you own, unless you're in like a commercial building situation where your tenants are actually paying your property taxes as well. And that's what a triple net lease is. The owners just sit back, collect the rent, pay the mortgage, and the tenants actually pay the property taxes as well. In real estate and in residential real estate, it's just not like that. But anyways, my thinking always with residential property was like it's better to own than to rent, which makes sense. But when you look at it in a different perspective, things start just kind of changing, it's like I've been doing it for a long time, and my incentive has kind of changed to pay off my property. So you basically, you work, you pay your mortgage, and you aspire to someday have your house paid off and basically be free of your mortgage. But even if that happens, you're still going to pay these property taxes. And when it comes to property taxes, you know, yeah, people, we shouldn't have a problem with paying property taxes. And, they go to your schools and, you know, the infrastructure in the, you know, community in which you live, you know, the county in which you live. That's all sounds all great and everything. But when you live in a county like I do, that the property taxes keep going up, and the quality of schools keep going down, potholes in all the fucking roads, and just stupid government project after government project that just, you start wondering, like, why am I doing this? And that's where I'm at today. I look at it like this. If I pay off my house now, and that's a lot. That's a lot to do. You know, it takes a lot of years to get to that point where you can pay off your house. And I'm not there, but I've been working towards that for many years. But if I do that, I'm still going to pay property taxes every year. And if you break that down into X amount of dollars per month you got to pay for property taxes, it's the same as paying fucking rent at that point. Except for I have all this money parked up in my house. And I can't do shit with it. I can't invest it. So yeah, your property does go up in value every year, X percentage every year. So you do get growth there, but you're always spending this money on the property taxes. And so my thinking now is, why do I have all this money locked up in my house when I can invest it in something that doesn't require a lot of maintenance like my house does? Like the stock market, or investing in a small business, or I mean, those take their own toll, you could say, basically, of your time. But your time is valuable, and I'm thinking these days, what's the difference in me throwing the money away to the county for property taxes every month, or just throwing it away in renting an apartment? My thinking is, I'd rather rent an apartment and have all this money like I have tied up in my house freed up to invest in something that can bring real returns, rather than have it parked up in a house that I got to fucking maintain every fucking year and throw away, literally throw away the money on property taxes. So I guess the episode consists of this. When you have aspirations to live in a big house someday, or just get this thing or that thing, it's always going to require a level of maintenance. And that's time. And time is money. And you can't get time back. You want to enjoy your life while you got it. So sometimes after you get there and you realize, hey, this is some bullshit, you realize, hey, less is more. And I'm going to have a better life if I have less shit. Kind of what I've come to realize after years in this real estate game. Sometimes less is more. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuda Show on EWE Radio.